Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, founder of Art Builds Community, Alex Cook.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guests, Alex Painter and Marisa Ronstadt. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, for those of you who are getting to know me out there, interestingly enough, some people have asked me recently, because now all the worlds are starting to mix. There are people that have known me as a singer and have come to my concerts, or people that have known me as an MC and have come to those events, people that have known me as the host of Life Changes and have come to those events. And for the longest time, the worlds didn't mix. My clients as a life coach and, of course, workshop leader, et cetera, et cetera. And now, as of the end of last year, we added author to that. And so I had in one of my classes just a month or so ago, I had one of my students in the class say to me, well, how is it that you could be effective at all those very different careers? You're a singer, and that's really different from being a radio host, and you're a life coach, and that's really different from being an author, and you do workshops, and that's really different. So, you know, how could you really be effective? And I said, and I never thought about this, but the words just came out of my mouth. I said, that's interesting. I don't look at it as I'm doing different things. I look at it as I'm only doing one thing, and I'm just using different modalities to do that one thing. It's all about love. I sing about love, whether it's love between two people or love between people in communities or love of a country. When I sing about Italy or Sicily, where my parents grew up, or America, I sing about love. And when I'm telling stories on stage, they're usually love stories. Like, I love my mother so much. She's so funny. This. Or my dad, this. I love him. And, you know, how could you not love that? And they're funny and they're touching and they're about love. And then I will, my clients, life coaching, whether they're CEOs or housewives, it's about loving oneself and loving oneself enough to understand oneself. It's about love. And so the workshops are that, finding love within ourselves, finding ourselves, and you got to love in order to find it. And I love hosting this show, but that our life changes is finding the love within the life changes. You know, everybody that's been on the show said, I love being on the show. I felt loved, or I felt good, or I felt, it's because we love what we're doing. We love who we have on. We love what we're talking about, and we're bringing the love out. Now, I don't mean to get too mushy. There are other words I could use, but that cuts to the chase. I'm only doing one thing. I'm using these modalities. And the reason I bring this up today is because, well, I knew our guest as a painter. And so, like, literally a painter, like he paints murals. And that's how I knew of him when I first heard of him. And then I come to find out that he also does paintings. Well, that makes sense. But he paints cars too, like, but in an artsy kind of way. And then I found out that he goes around the country singing, and he sings and he writes songs and he's got CDs. And so I had this moment like this student had in my class saying, well, you know, how could you be effective in all those things? Well, I think I found it. And he paints murals that says it all. It says, you are loved. We're going to talk to him in just a little bit. But I have a suspicion that whether he's painting or whether he's singing or telling stories or whatever else he does, from the cars to the mural, it's about you are loved. So with that, keep that in mind. We're going to come back to our guest, Alex Cook, right after this on the Life Changes Show.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
While I was doing that monologue, I could see both our guest and Mark Leger chomping at the bit to say something. Heads were nodding. Mark, what?
Well, you know that I resonate with that, you know, not wanting to be put in a box and having a lot of different experiences and therefore doing different things. But when you were talking about that, what came up for me was, you know, this notion of separation between your child self and your adult self. Mm. And as a kid, it's fine to be a good soccer player and a great member of the band. And good at math, and a great writer, and right, you're supposed to excel at all those things. But at some point, we, you know, shift into pick a lane and stick with it. And, you know, what is your job? What is your occupation? And suddenly you're supposed to stop painting because there's only one Picasso or whatever the story is for that person that was guided off their path.
Right.
So interesting when it comes back to, I think you really put a button on it. And I'm sure, like you said, Alex will have a lot to say about it all being part of that creative force that is love.
Yeah. And, you know, and I said, whether I'm working with CEOs as a life coach or housewives, you know, it reminded me of my mother. I'm thinking my mother cooked and my mother sewed and my mother cleaned the house and my mother, did she do all those things or did she love her family? I mean, that's what was needed and that's what she did. So she could say, well, I'm just loving my family.
And those are the different modalities, I think, is the word you used.
Yes, different modalities.
Just like
you
that.
Like that? That just came to me. Came out of my mouth like that. Well, let's see what comes out of our guest's mouth. He's Alex Cook. He is an artist. Evidently, he's a singer-songwriter, and he's also the founder of Arts, or rather Art Builds Community. Alex Cook, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. And you were head nodding and had something to say, I could tell, while I was saying that. What was that about?
I did. Yeah, I've thought about that same thing a lot because, like you said, I do a lot of different things. Painting, poetry, storytelling, songs. I like to tell jokes. Along the way, people would say to me, you know, how do you do that? You know, how do you keep up with one and not lose the other? And my thought was just exactly the same thing. It's literally all just coming from the same one place, and that is this deep, universal love. And like you said, it never felt like it was coming like it was different things. It was just like, you know, when you have lots of different things to say, you use different words. When I, long time ago, I noticed I would get an idea for a painting and it would be pretty clear, you know, this painting is meant to be a watercolor painting. And then I would get a painting for the next, an idea for the next painting and be pretty clear, this is meant to be an oil painting. And it was just because those things have particular expressive qualities and you just want to be as clear as possible in expressing yourself. So you use the different tools you have.
Well said. Well said. I know that right now, and that's why we're so fortunate to be able to have you here today. We planned this in advance because you are at the moment painting a mural at Berkeley Hall School here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And that's very cool. Now, what does the mural say?
The mural says the words, "You are loved." It's part of a larger project. It's the 15th You Are Loved mural that exists on planet Earth.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And these are all in schools?
No. They are some in schools. Some are in churches or houses of worship. There's one in a prison.
Wow.
Some are just in public. Yeah, they're in all different places. And I hope that, you know, next year there will be, 15 or 20 more. I'd like them to be everywhere. It feels like a very important message to me.
Where did that message come to you to have to be painting that? That you needed to paint that?
Well, it goes way back, a long time ago, 10, 15 years ago, I began to have ideas about, you know, how do you have a positive influence on people by putting ideas visually into the public eye? It's one thing to make a picture, but I started having ideas for murals that included words. And my focus has always been on, celebrating really good qualities. Mm. Adventurousness, love, compassion, there's a zillion of them. And to me, they're where the riches of life are. So it always, I guess it began to feel very compelling to be able to just put a word like love out there. I mean, everybody knows love is what they want, but it's useful to be reminded. And I think it, when it's accompanied by, a powerfully built and well-created painting, it can be that much more powerful and not seem cheesy or people will be less likely to blow it off as irrelevant or not true, maybe, if it's accompanied if it is a good piece of art.
Affirmative part of it as well, right? Just the seeing those words and accepting that, knowing you want it is one thing, but then feeling worthy or ready to accept it,
right,
or depending on the households or, prison environment or gosh mm-hmm. knows where some of these kids grow up, and maybe not having anything like that around them. So maybe wanting it's one thing, but not even understanding how to
right.
take that in. You're suggesting it right into their, their experience by
right.
being there in a bright, beautiful way.
Right. Yeah. It's not you might be loved.
Yeah.
Or you could be loved.
Or if you do this, that, or the other thing, you'll be loved.
Right. Exactly.
This particular project, the You Are Loved project, had its inception in December of 2013. I was working on a mural in an elementary school in New Orleans, Louisiana. And I had been speaking with the principal, and she was saying that her main challenge was to make the school a place that would feel safe for her students.
Hmm.
She was much more aware of their backgrounds and their situations than I am, but I think she felt like that was challenge number one, and kids will be able to learn if they feel like they're safe.
Hmm.
I was just thinking, what can I do with this mural that I'm making that will help these children feel safe? They're gonna see this mural every day for however long they're at this school. So that's a powerful thing. Mm. You have the power to put some image in front of these children that they're gonna see every day. So you have a guaranteed audience, and then it's just a question: what do you do with that power? The larger mural was an abstract piece. It just was a colorful kind of an undulating kind of grid of colors. So it was abstract, but as I was sort of just thinking and praying and listening to my best sense of how to be useful, I just had this idea of what we're trying to tell these kids is that they're loved.
Mm.
And why do we have to beat around the bush?
Mm.
Why can't we just say it? Why can't we just go straight to the heart?
Well, and to your point, drive around, at least especially out here in LA, when you drive around town, look at every billboard, every bus sign, every, waiting area, and all of these advertisements, very few of them say anything close to you are loved. If anything, they're conveying something not safe or fear-based or, destructive or, so I support you in getting them out all over.
That's a huge piece of this project, and so much of what my murals have always been about is, you know, there's this public conversation that's often so materialistic and so just degrading, you know, reducing us to our appearances and, you know, every other degradation that you can think of. It's happening in advertising and the public conversation. And so my goal has been to just put things that are aesthetically and literally something that's entirely 100% supportive of human life.
Well, you've already been successful if you've got 15 of these throughout the country.
Yeah.
And also, you've already succeeded in accomplishing what you intended. And so when we come back, I'd like to know some of the stories of people that have seen the murals or the art cars or what have you, and have been affected by them, and at least the ones that you know of. Mm-hmm. I'd be really interested in knowing that. We're going to have our guest Alex Cook when we come back, and a little later on in the show, musical guests Alex Painter and Marisa Ronstadt here on the Life Changers Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, if you haven't gotten it by now, you are loved. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and this is the Life Changes Show. I'm sitting here with Mark Legere and our guest, Alex Cook, who, by the way, is our guest tomorrow, or the Difference Makers series guest tomorrow at Berkeley Hall School. And it's hosted by Berkeley Hall School and ourselves, Life Changes Network. Mark and I will be interviewing Alex again. And boy, I'm glad we have that, because I have so many questions. Today's show is not going to be enough. So that's going to be tomorrow, 2 o'clock?
2:10.
2:10?
2 o'clock at Hodges there. Auditorium, Berkeley Hall School.
Berkeley Hall School. And that's the 16th of February, 2016, in case you're listening to it another time. And speaking of where you could see us and everything that we're doing, we're also going to be where, Mark?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I want everybody to come join us at the San Diego Andaz Hotel.
Yes.
February 25th. There's a new salon event series that that they've been rolling out. And the Life Changes team is going to be there. There's $7 drink specials and hosted hors d'oeuvres, the latest art collections from some of San Diego's local artists, more art, including Shane Michael. And there will also be special performances starting at 7:30 by Jordan Loren and Ben Haley. So it's a free event to attend, and Life Changes team will be there. Come down and join us.
Very cool, in San Diego. So we'll all be there, and in the meantime, we're here with Alex Cook. And Alex, you have these murals, and you have these cars that are going around that are art cars. Tell us about the art cars.
Okay, so I've done not too many, maybe seven. And it's just a car like you'd see anywhere, but with a hand-painted design on it. Some of them are purely abstract. One of my favorites, a woman up in Boston where I live, asked me to paint her Prius with a mermaid on one side and a sea serpent on the other.
Wow.
Which I loved that. You know, it's wonderful to see it. I see it driving around every once in a while. And a
great concept.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then... there's one particular car you painted that had a particular effect on somebody.
Yeah, so the You Are Loved project, I began it in January of 2014, and I had a friend up in Boston who really just, it just connected with him. I could see how lit up he was about the idea. And he was going to move across country in the summer of 2014, and he asked me before... he moved before he drove across country. If I would make a You Are Loved art car on his minivan that he was going to be driving across the country. And so I was elated at the idea to have a moving You Are Loved mural. So
this
on
is the You Are Loved bug.
Yeah, exactly. So on the driver's side, it said, "You are beautiful." And on the passenger side, it said, "You are needed." And on the hood, it said, "You are loved."
Mm.
And, you know, it's interesting. It's a responsibility to get in that car and drive it.
Mm.
I found, because I finished the car and I drove it over to his house to drop it off. And I thought, wow, you know, it's really something to commit to expressing those sentiments.
Every mile.
With every mile that you drive and every person that you go past. Anyway, my friend took his car and drove it across the country and landed in San Francisco. And the car kept going on. And then my friend sold that car to another person who I didn't know. And now she's driving it. Anyway, just around Christmas time this year, I received an email from a person that I didn't know that just very... humbly and with such an open face said, you know, I had been in a very difficult place. I was considering ending my life. I came across this car, and he had attached a photograph of the car, of this You Are Loved car. And he said, I felt that God was speaking directly to me with this car. And I decided that I should continue living.
He was going to kill himself.
He was going to kill himself, and he decided not to because he saw this car. And I remember reading this email as I'm, you know, with my family, and just, wow, that is art doing its job.
Mm. Well, you know, that's interesting. Between the story you just shared and the fact that I heard you say that's such a commitment, driving that car around, making those statements, knowing that you came from a background of thinking, what do I have to say?
Mm.
What do I have to say that anybody wants to listen to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly has been a journey over about two decades for me at this point, you know, as an artist, your stock in trade is having ideas and sharing them with others, with the assumption that other people are going to find those ideas useful and valuable. And especially as a younger artist in my early 20s, I found a lot of resistance in myself, just a lot of fear about, you know, I know that I like my paintings, but why would anyone else care? And just a lot of very belittling voices in my head. That really seemed like they were doing everything they could do to keep me from following this path of creativity and honestly putting hopefully the purest, most beautiful ideas I could think of out into the world. And I do think sort of, at least my experience was, the more I tried to make things that were going to be purely beautiful, the more fear I felt, until really through a lot of just digging deep and asking myself, what is my life for? And doing my very best to just let go of these fears. I think, you know, I really did emerge and realized, you know, this is my path. This is what's happening. And was able to basically know that those voices that had been so deterring for some time were basically powerless. And it's made me know, it's really been a wonderful precedent each time I've come up against a fear, a new fear, because, you know, it does seem like those things are always happening. But I certainly have seen that, you know, no matter how great the fear on the other side is a blessed path of creativity and hopefully service of others.
You know, I think you're speaking through a voice for most people. You know, we're brought up watching cartoons where the people blow each other up, or, you know, it's kind of condescending humor or things of that nature, right? So it's very easy to blow stuff up. Not easy to create something beautiful and anticipate that's going to be warmly received, or that other people are in a place to feel like they deserve it, or anything else. So it's a really important message you bring.
Thank you.
Well, when we come back, I'd like to know a little bit about the message you bring through your music. We're going to have some beautiful music in a little bit by our musical guests, Alex Painter and Marisa Ronstadt. But we do want to mention that you are a singer-songwriter as well, and share just a little bit about where the inspiration for your music, I know where it comes from. You are loved. So we'll be right back. And before we go, I'd like to point everybody to, there is a mural actually on our Life Changes show page at lifechangesshow.com. If you go to see Alex's page and read about him, you'll see a You Are Loved mural. And hopefully we'll be able to post the mural that he's doing at Berklee Hall School as well. It's currently on the Berklee Hall School Facebook page, in process. And then when it's completed, we'll get to share that as well on our Life Changes page. Speaking of pages, you could find Alex at stonebalancer.com. You stone balance too?
No, I just make paintings of stones balanced.
Oh, okay.
Art imitating life.
And then youarelovedmurals.com. Youarelovedmurals.com. I suppose it's okay to say that if somebody wants a mural painted in their school, like you're doing at Berklee Hall School, they can contact you?
Absolutely.
Or on their car, or on
anywhere,
their home? Or
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere okay. You want a You Are Loved mural.
All right. Well, he can do that. Go to youarelovedmurals.com. Or go to stonebalancer.com. When we come back, we'll have a few more minutes with our guest, Alex Cook, right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio. I'm sitting here with Mark Leger and our guest, Alex Cook, who we've been talking about him as a painter. And just for a few minutes, would love to chat about his music. I'm holding one of his CDs. It's called Songs of Deliverance. Of course, the titles aren't You Are Loved One, You Are Loved Two, You Are Loved Three. But tell me, is that the theme?
Certainly. I mean, obviously love is an enormous concept, and my songs try very hard to show ways that love is lived in a human life. You know, they're kind of a spiritual journal in a way. Storytelling of my own experiences, my own difficulties and especially triumphs through prayer of anything and everything. They're a musical spiritual journal.
Here's one: love does not bargain. Mm-hmm. And then wait, be patient. How did you were doing art before you were doing music, right?
Yep.
And how did you go from art to music?
It was an awesome time. I probably wouldn't have said it then.
yes, that's good to know.
In maybe 2007, I was having a pretty confusing and confused year. I really just felt in myself that something was changing and I didn't know what. I had been painting murals for some time and I kind of felt that going a bit flat. I was praying through a lot of challenges, a relationship thing and a lot of other stuff, and just didn't know which way my life was supposed to go. And so for about a year, I just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and was just listening and listening. What am I supposed to do with my life? And right around the end of 2007, maybe after Christmas, last week of 2007, my prayers were very specifically answered, and I got a very, very specific direction that said, set aside the first 4 hours of every day from 8 until noon, every single day of the workday, and during that time, you're not allowed to do anything but be creative. You're not allowed to do anything during that time. You can't answer the phone. You can't talk. You can't answer an email. All you have to do is just anything creative. That was the direction that I got. And I thought, wow, interesting. So being a painter, I thought, okay, well, you know, God is preparing me to, you know, make some new paintings or something.
Well, it's a good thing you were a painter, because if you worked in an office, I could just hear you try and tell that to your boss. God told me.
I was teaching half time. I was teaching in the afternoons in an after school program. So it did allow me to do that. But what it meant was I couldn't pursue other painting jobs. I couldn't pursue work. So it was a commitment in that way. But I really felt, you know, I could feel something happening. Something was about to come out. And so I did set aside that time. And basically between January and May of 2008, I did that discipline. And on the first day, that I did it, what came was not a painting, but a bass line to a song.
Wow.
And it just built and built and built. And by the time May rolled around, I had an album that I had written that was all about spiritual things, which was something I had never felt capable of doing but had always wanted to do for years and years and years. And it just came out when the time was right. And then it was about, you know, finding out how to record the thing in a studio. And then one thing led to another. And then there was a tour happening. And all of these things were things that I did not know how to do. So I was really just making it up as I went along and just listening and listening and listening. And, you know, one tour turned into six tours and one CD turned into 5 CDs.
Did you paint your tour bus?
I didn't. I did not paint my tour bus. I did paint my own car, which took me on my tours a couple times.
That's good.
Yeah, but it expanded in a beautiful way.
What actually is there's artwork on the CD that I'm holding. Is that yours?
Yep.
Oh wow. Okay. It looks like a griffin.
Yeah.
On the front.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and for those who don't know, a griffin is a lion with head of a lion and wings.
Yeah. Wings of an eagle.
And then on the back is that it, like what is that?
The back is like a figure of a boy kind of having a tender inner experience.
Okay. Like in a fetal position kind of thing.
Yeah.
Wow. And somehow those are both you. We won't have time to explore that, but it's very special. And people can get your CDs at
alexcookmusic.com.
Oh, yet another website. Okay.
Yeah. Alex. They're all linked, but you know.
Oh, okay. All right. So alexcookmusic.com or stonebalancer.com or youarelovedmurals.com. Well, I look forward to not only seeing you tomorrow at Berklee Hall School for the Difference Makers series. We'll have different questions, so be prepared.
Okay.
And And then what else? And to the end of the mural, or to the finish of the mural.
Yeah.
So we can share that with the world and people who will go to Berklee Hall School.
I should mention real quick that children a lot of the kids and parents that were up there that got the chance to work with you were just beaming. Really excited.
They were cool.
Excited with the process. And felt great. I think staring at that "You Are Loved" all day long, you know, certainly had its effect as well.
It's awesome. The wall's 14 feet tall. To have these words, "You Are Loved," just towering over us is very powerful.
Well, I'm having visions of the Life Changes office now. So thinking of a mural for that, for the parking lot or something as we drive in.
Indeed.
Well, with that, Alex, a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. And thank you for what you're doing. And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with our musical guests, Alex Painter and Marisa Ronstadt, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. We're here in the studio. Joining us is, Alex Painter and Marisa Ronstadt. This is fun. We Alex, originally were looking forward to having you, and then you invited Marisa, and now we got the, you know, we're all here.
Yeah.
But you share songs together with her, or
yeah,
do you work together?
I played bass in a band, Monte Carlos 76, that Marisa was the lead singer of. And then we just started working together afterwards. We just did a Valentine's Day show at Taze, I believe you call it, over there in Echo Park. And I just thought, why not? We're all practiced up. Why not we do it together here?
You know, that's not the only band you've played with. Let me look here. Sinister Dane, Section 8, Vehicle, Fambui,
yeah.
The Peak Show, and Onastic. I mean, hello.
I've done my time in the bands, you know. Yeah, I'm well versed with the road and the garage band scene.
You've worked with a lot of cool people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, I've lived in this town for a while, and you know, it's a musical place, and it's just music has just been that constant force in my life. It's where I've met my best friends, you know, where I've explored myself. I think, you know, Mark's a singer, Alex is a singer, we're a lot of singers here, Marisa.
I'm a singer.
And you're a singer too. And it's like, you know, it's like, so in your body, singing is a transformative experience, and it's just what has changed my life again and again.
And I'm glad you said that, you know, technically everybody can be a singer, and not necessarily on stage, on TV, but if we it's just another way of expressing ourselves.
Yeah, that's everybody can do it, you know, on some level. So it's like, and it just has this visceral emotional attachment, I think, that is, you know, you don't, it could be a business for you, or it could be, you know, just a worship for you. It's a,
exactly. It's a, yeah. Exactly. Or a shower thing.
Yeah.
Or a modality.
Or a modality. Yeah. Well, but not everybody can sing like Marisa Ronstadt. Marisa, have you been singing all your life?
I've been singing since I was 7 years old. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I started off in a group called the Amigos, and it was like an all performing group. We performed different genres of music, and that was my foundation. I learned jazz, mariachi, classical music, modern, which is modern at the time, like 80s and 90s. Super modern. And then I moved out to LA about my anniversary is next month, 10-year anniversary, and now I have a family and two little girls, and I'm just doing my thing.
You know, I have to ask you, your last name is pretty famous.
Mm-hmm.
Ronstadt.
Mm-hmm.
Any relation?
Yes.
What kind of relation?
Distant family member. My dad and Linda's dad. My dad's dad and Linda's dad are cousins. And my dad is an MC, newscaster, news anchor. I mean, he has a ginormous history here in LA and in Phoenix. And he developed a relationship with Linda a little bit later in life. He was the, he still is the MC for the International Tucson International Mariachi Conference. And she performed for a few years there, and they reconnected and kind of did some family lineage stuff. So
how fun. Well, of course, we're talking about Linda Ronstadt. And your dad's name?
My dad's name is Jose Ronstadt.
Jose Ronstadt.
And I loved her music when it was modern.
now it's classic.
Okay. Well, speaking of as a modern classic, I don't know. What are we going to hear, actually?
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, well, you go. No,
yeah,
go.
You go.
Okay.
You go.
Well, the song that we're going to do one of each of our songs.
Oh.
And the song that it's my song is Do Love You. And, you know, it has a love theme. I actually wrote it with my girlfriend back at the time when I wrote it. I was taking care of her son, and I was like, what are we going to do? Let's write a song. Let's write a song for your mom. And, he jokingly handed me a piece of paper. Roses are red, violets are blue. And I was like, ran with it, and we wrote a song. It just sort of came out, and it's kind of a life changer for me, because later that day a friend called me and was like, I thought of you. I'm working for a publishing house, and they're looking for this song for this movie, and do you have anything? I'm like, I just quickly threw it down, you know, on my computer, and send it, and got it over to him, you know, by 5 o'clock, like just barely, you know. And he's like, calls me a couple of days later. It was Chaz Palminteri. He's like, he loves the song. He's going to make it a feature in the movie. I'm like, no way.
That's awesome. It's like
one of those things, you know.
It's a life changes moment. That's right.
Yeah, you follow the love, and things just happen. And it was such a easy, simple little train of events, but it was a life changer in the end, you know.
That is awesome. Is it called Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue?
No, you'll hear.
No, I'll hear it. I want to be able to announce it.
It's called Do Love You.
It called what?
Do Love You.
Do You Love You.
Do Love You.
Oh, Do Love You. Hey, it's like you are loved.
Yes.
Kind of like that.
Do Love You. Is it on the Joyful Process?
It is on the record, which is, you can get on iTunes or Spotify. Alex Painter, The Joyful Process.
Or at alexpainter.com. Well, we are going to hear Do Love You from the Joyful Process album. Live, here's Alex Painter on the Life Changes Show, along with Marisa Ronstadt.
Sometimes we're red,
and sometimes we're blue.
Do you love me?
Yes, boy, I love you.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Do, do.
I do love you. Patience is good. Understanding divine. Let's slow down and enjoy the ride. Oh, 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 the sweet, sweet ride. Enjoy the ride. If I only had a moment, if I only had a moment inside the sun with you, you know it's true, we'd never feel so blue. Do you remember
the first time we kissed?
That's when forever
into a mist.
In a kiss, in a kiss, in a kiss, in a sweet, sweet kiss. Into a mist.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Actually, shouldn't that technically be called do love you?
Yeah, I'll probably put that in parentheses. <you know. laughs>
That was great. Alex Painter and Marisa Ronstadt singing Do Love You. That's on the Joyful Process album, and it's available at alexpainter.com.
iTunes.
As well as iTunes. I was going to get there. Oh,
just jumping on right here.
Now, I know you just got to. And now, Marisa, this next song you wrote?
Yes, I wrote. It's the title track to my album. It's called Blueberry Moon, and it is a huge life changer for me. It was about the first time I became a mom, and the process, you know, becoming pregnant and the anticipation of what is this all about, and am I going to be a good mom, and you know, this person that's growing inside of me, and how much I already adore her, and I haven't even technically met her yet, but I knew her so well, and now she's a 3.5-year-old running amok, you know, in my household, and we have a 5-month-old too, and whom I have not written a song for or about yet. And she's probably going to resent me for the rest of her life, but.
No, you still have time to write one.
before she's aware of it.
So what's it called? Am I going to be a good mom?
No, it's called Blueberry Moon.
Wait a minute. Blueberry Moon is the name of the album. Actually,
yes.
Okay, so, you know, your band, when you sing with your band, it's Marisa Ronstadt and the Know-It-Alls.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that about? Is it a bunch of kids who know it all that are part of the band?
So initially this project started with my friend Jeremy Keller. We both kind of migrated from Monte Carlo 76. And as that project came to an end, we were still on this role of collaborating and writing music together. And we were talking about band names. And there's a Stevie Wonder song called Mr. Know-It-All. And it's one of my favorite songs. And I just kind of threw the idea out to Jeremy, and he liked it, and we just ran with it.
They've known it all ever since.
Love it. Well, here's Alex Painter and Marisa Ronstadt with her song Blueberry Moon from the album of the same name, live on the Life Changes Show. Nice. That's Marisa Ronstadt, accompanied there by Alex Painter. And this is a song called Blueberry Moon off of the Blueberry Moon album, which can be gotten at marisaknowitall.com.
And iTunes, CD Baby.
Oh, and iTunes,
Spotify.
CD Baby. Okay. And Spotify. Yes?
Yes.
More?
Oh, and at Espacio 1839 in Boyle Heights.
There you go. Ooh. And if they do you have a way that people could sign that you could sign them for people if they get on your website?
Sign them?
Yeah.
I've never come thought about that. Yeah, come to a show.
Yeah, come to a show.
I was shining.
That's a way
sign.
When's the show?
In person.
Sign them up.
Well, they could get on your list, and of course they can get on ours, and we'd love to do something with you all. And speaking of doing something.
Speaking of signing them, I could feel Alex Cook reaching for his guitar if he only had it this time around. So in the future. But also I want to remind everybody, tomorrow, the Difference Maker Series at Berklee Hall School. Join us and get to hear Alex Cook present to the kids, as well as February 25th, the San Diego Andaz. Join us at the Salon. Again, artists like Shane Michael and performances by Jordan Lauren and Ben Haley. February 25th, Andaz in San Diego.
Very nice. And I love the fact that we do so many different things that there are different kinds of experiences people could have. So not everybody might like this or that, but everybody, there's something for everybody. So this is new for us, like the Andaz, and that's going to be fun. And thank you so much to our musical guests, Alex Painter and Marisa Ronstadt. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. Thank you. And thank you to Alex Cook. Again, we'll see you tomorrow at Berklee Hall School. And I'd like to thank our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our engineer here at Studio NoHo, Brent Hahn.
Thank you, Brent.
Our program manager at BBS Radio, Doug Newsom. On behalf of Mark Legere, our producer, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, I am here to remind you that as your life changes, as ours just did, actually, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.